Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
And I said, I want to win the league, but I want to win it better. You can understand that, can't you?
Yes.
Good lad.
So he's almost like having a second captain in the team.
Second captain, first captain, whatever.
Listen, you know I don't need much of an excuse to lavish our World Service members with praise. What with the very existence of this podcast being thanks to your generous support and everything. Well, you guys have been on fire, absolutely on fire on the email front lately, tearing it up. And I have a couple of good ones in front of me here. Hi, Murph.
Hey, Owen. How's it going?
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Owen, how are you?
I'm all good. Thanks, everyone. Welcome to this quick Monday podcast here. Pierce Lyons emailed. Hi, dear second captains, it's been a slow week for football at time of writing. This is last, Thursday?
I mean, there's only been a football match on like every single day or whatever.
Bad ones, though. Bad ones, let's
be fair. They were bad. They were pretty bad.
And you guys have done a stellar job in filling the void with great episodes. But I found a couple of this week's shows somewhat disquieting, leaving me suspicious as to where you get your ideas. Oh, I should also say the headline of this, subject title of this email was Get Out of My Head. As a former Ordskull Reach student who happened to beat Munchins in the Senior Cup, I greatly enjoyed Wednesday's interview with Gerry Flannery, shocking revelations vis-a-vis Paul Neville aside. Yeah, Paul Neville was a star player in Ordskull Reach, Murphy, who Gerry Flannery briefly considered Tonya Hardying.
Yeah, that's the phrase.
I left that episode mildly amused. Thursday's episode, however, when Owen talked about Euro 2020 tickets and whether or not he's due a refund if the Dublin games get moved to England, gave me the willies. Like Owen, I too have a proclivity for terms and conditions, and I just finished up some reading about force majeure in international contracts when I tuned in for my World Service hit. As a legal aside, while nothing in this email is to be construed as legal advice or relied on in any way, suffice to say the law in this area is far from settled, and the case of McDevitt versus UEFA could gain a place in
Have terms and conditions. This email is about terms and conditions, but it also has terms and conditions.
Very true, Murph. Well picked up, yeah. So anyway, if I decide to fight this all the way, I could be onto something. But given these coincidences, says Pierce, I'm left with no option but to conclude that someone in the second captain's office has stumbled across some sort of being Novak Djokovic-esque portal into my mind and is mining it for episode ideas. I can only hope the Premier League returns to its captivating best so that this invasion can stop yours in paranoia. From Pierce. P.S. Of course, I also share Ken's love for Italo disco, but I don't consider that a shocking coincidence, because who doesn't love a bit of Giorgio Moroder? Ah, now this is one of those instances where the P.S. is actually more important than everything that preceded it.
That steam chain brings me back in. Aztec gold.
Good guy.
Oh my God. Could somebody turn the treble up even more?
The Viking change.
Answers please in a postcard to St. Greavesy, Littlewood's Cup competition.
We don't have enough treble on this thing.
Yeah, last week was the week that Ken revealed himself to be the master of synth, and this in turn has electrified the World Service.
The master of synth.
Yeah. Yes, Ken, that's your nickname now.
With some members, well, one guy called Joe demanding we have a synth week dedicated to this genre of music. I don't know about that. I mean, dedicating a full week of a sports podcast to a niche musical genre that's sure to alienate many listeners. I don't know. It sounds like a poor editorial decision to me. But I will say this, my arm has started to be twisted after this next email arrived into editor@secondcaptains.com. This is an all-time classic. Murph, I can hear you laughing already because I've... Listen, I'll read the email first.
Please, Owen Murphy. Please do.
Dear lads, the only thing that made the Palace United game on Wednesday bearable was a second captain's inspired trip into the ridiculous world of Italo-European disco. I've also been inspired to throw off the shackles of everyday life and reinvent myself as a disco superstar. Please see attached my first demo called Fairview Lady, in brackets, early to the dance floor. You are welcome / required to join me, but as you will hear, Ken is really a must-have in a sort of disco bez role. Plus, the auto-tune can't really hide my not-very-disco Cork accent. Kieran, we need your sweet falsetto. McDevitt, you're on lyrics. Simon and Mark, you keep things ticking over in the balls-out, four-on-the-floor rhythm section. Yours in disco, Giorgio Murfoder. Yeah, look, Owen Murphy has recorded his very own synth tune, guys. Will we play it?
Oh, please do, Owen.
Okay, here's Fairview Lady, early to the dance floor. Yes.
Ken, your immediate reaction.
Another symptom of Ireland's mental health crisis. it was, I thought at first it was a bit of a plotter, not going to lie.
Yeah, it didn't start amazingly.
But then, and it's funny though, that drum beat comes in, that driving, insistent beat, and suddenly just starts to change things. And by the end,
so
I mean,
it's sore, Ken, is what happened.
By the end, it was almost mediocre. So it was pretty good. I mean, this is the guy's first ever. You know what I mean? I don't know if he's put in the 10,000 hours. Of course, that's been debunked. But I do think you need to do some practice. You need to put in some hours, regardless of how talented you are.
He never comes early to the dance floor. He makes the ladies wait. I mean, it's the lyrics. This is the thing about this genre of music. You think it's about the musical arrangements, but often it's about what is said.
Wow.
Is it? I don't know. I don't know the genre.
It's seldom about that, Owen. But but in this occasion, Murfoder's debut track it's got something to say as well. It really has a message. And that message is Ken loves to dance.
Ken, as our master of synth, I'm going to give you the honor of picking a tune to play out today's show with. How about that? I can't promise we'll do it every day, but who knows? Look, if we get enough in to editor@secondcaps.com, enough emails with the subject Synth Week and a specific song request in the body of the email, let's just see what happens. Just do feel free to be as pedantic as the grunge heads are with me in terms of what is synth, what isn't synth, etc., what songs should be included. And maybe even, like Owen, send in your own mixes. To all you non-members listening, you'll need to sign up to the World Service on secondcaptains.com for €5 a month plus VAT to see if this harebrained idea of Synth Week actually comes to fruition. Can you'll get something in your head there for the end of this show, yeah?
Yeah, well, I mean, what are you looking for, Owen? Are you looking for like a football song or like...
No, just just a floor filler, Ken.
Football synth would be great, but I mean, a floor filler, I'll accept any sort of...
Yeah, because there aren't that many football songs. I mean, you know, we're talking.
But I mean, I thought that was the whole point of the. We're talking about a couple of
movies in the 80s, and you know some theme tunes for football programs and so on.
Oh yeah, because Grunge Week was very germane to the sports podcast realm. Is that what you're saying? On.
I'll see if I can think of something.
See if you think of something. Okay, it's also going to be a big week for Murph here as we build up to Scotland Ireland in the Six Nations. There's also a fresh Monday football podcast that's available to everybody right now, but if you want to hear the Six Nations, if you want to hear more synth potentially during the week, sign up for £5 a month plus VAT on secondcaptains.com. Now, in the absence of the Six Nations weekend just gone, it was Bryson DeChambeau who caught my attention just when the sport of golf was crying out for somebody to replace Tiger Woods and take it to the masses. DeChambeau produces a viral moment at the Arnold Palmer Invitational with his brutal treatment of the 531-yard par 5 sixth hole at Bay Hill. I believe this was during Saturday's third round, Murph.
Yeah, so he won the... I mean, he didn't just hit the ball really far on the par 5 sixth hole at Bay Hill. He did also win the tournament, we should say, at this juncture.
Yeah, I know, but somebody wins a golf tournament every single week and you don't necessarily hear about it, whereas this video has millions of views.
Yeah, so to understand this, I'll probably need to describe the sixth hole for you. Because so the tee box is on one side of a massive lake with the fairway running along the right-hand side of the lake and the green on the opposite shore to the tee box. So let's say the tee box is at 6 o'clock. The landing zone for most players is at roughly 3 o'clock and the green is at 10 o'clock. So you have to hit your tee shot way out to the right, then you hit along the northeast face of the lake, your second and third shots to get to the green. So let's say you're every other golfer, you're hitting it way right, about 300 yards or so, and you leave yourself a second shot of around 200 yards. So Bryson, on Saturday, drives it pretty much at 11 o'clock. So where the carry over the lake was pretty much at its longest peak. So his drive carried the full 340 yards, easily made the fairway. The ball, he did it Saturday and he did it last night. Last night, the ball went 377 yards in total, took out the entire corner, you know, the entire design of the hole, ended up with a second shot of 88 yards from a fairway bunker into a par 5. So it was an absolutely, like, ridiculous shot. It was a ridiculous shot yesterday. On Saturday, there was like a party vibe developing. Like honestly, I tuned into this. I don't know why I tuned into this golf tournament more than any other, but I was watching a bit of it on Thursday and people were, before he'd even started his round on Thursday, were saying there's been a bit of talk about Bryson and the sixth hole coming up to this tournament. So obviously it was in a lot of people's heads that he could do something like utterly ridiculous on this hole. So by the time we got to Saturday, got to the weekend, there was actually quite a big crowd at this event. There was like 25% of the normal capacity at this crowd because it's Florida, and so, you know, no one cares. No one ever cared, but people are caring even less than not caring anymore. So he's walking up to the tee on Saturday. There's I think you were referencing the YouTube clip that's been viewed millions of times already. It's like a 2 minute long YouTube clip of Bryson walking up to the tee box, everyone shouting at him, begging him to, you know, absolutely blast the ball into the stratosphere. He does it. He starts celebrating himself on the tee box.
Celebrating as the ball is in flight.
Yeah, like pumping his fist and revving up the crowd and all the rest. I mean, you wouldn't want to be stuck, you know, in an elevator with any of the people in this video. Let me be quite clear on it. But it was, nevertheless, an extremely entertaining clip.
Well, let's hand the floor briefly to those Bryson DeChambeau fans. Let the big dog... I had to listen to... Well, let the big dog eat was the refrain over the weekend. I think it was fillets all round was what the last comment was. It took me a good few listens and I had to send that around to a few people to say what exactly was being said there. It is... But, I mean, I'm so starved of watching fans at events, Murph, that even American golf fans shouting stuff like, let the big dog eat.
Really, Owen?
Is this a moment of weakness? I'm going to say I'm all for it. Am I?
No, you're not all for it.
Surely I'm not.
You're all for something different to what you've been watching for the last year, but exactly. You're under no circumstances are you all for it.
I'm all for Bryson leaning into his cockiness and celebrating while the ball is still in the air and still potentially in danger. Well, he knew it wasn't going to
listen.
Hit
this
the water,
is one of this is one of the golf world's greatest ever triumphs. I mean, he beat born loser Lee Westwood, aged 75, by one shot in a PGA Tour event. So you know, there's a lot to celebrate on.
Well, I saw and even Bryson is doing it. Yeah, Matty Clerken was turned around briefly. Mal has been a Bryson skeptic. Specifically, he wrote that very interesting article a few months back about how DeChambeau manages to... DeChambeau decides he needs to get much bigger, so he just packs on stones of muscle and nobody's 100% sure exactly
protein shakes on.
Protein shakes, potentially. But Malachy tweeted after that shot, "I take it all back." That I have followed his timeline since then. I think he's maybe I think it was a moment of weakness for Malachy, to be honest. But where's the post-victory interview is something we should really delve into here.
Bryson DeChambeau, a lot of drama here on the 18th green. Way different conditions today than we've seen the first 3 days. How much of a battle was it out there?
Man, well, first off, I got to thank my sponsors, Bridgestone Tour BX and, you know, Cobra Rad Speed and HD Golf and a bunch of other sponsors as well, Rolex and OneStream Software. They've all been instrumental in helping me be here. But I will say,
how much of a battle was it out there, Bryson? Yeah, thanks for the question. I gotta thank my sponsors. love the pivot there. He almost forgot OneStream Software at the end, so we'll just give them that plug just to make sure.
Yeah,
because,
yeah, I'd
you know,
hate to
they shouldn't be an afterthought.
No, I'd hate to see OneStream Software not getting bang for their buck from Bryson.
But how does Bryson DeChambeau keep in shape then? He's talked about this a little while back.
I would say that in the mornings I usually have four eggs, 5 pieces of bacon, some toast, and 2 protein shakes, 2 Orgain protein shakes. And then throughout the course of the day, I'll have, you know, a Go Macro bar here and there. I'll have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I'll have another protein drink. I'll have at least 2 protein drinks on the golf course. So every, you know, 6 holes. So you go, you know, 6, 12, and then after the round, I'll have one. After that, I'm snacking when I'm practicing. After, go back to the hotel, eat a dinner, steak, potatoes. And I'll have 2 protein shakes with it there as well. So, you know, I'm consuming around, I'd say 6 to 7 of those Orgain protein shakes a day now, where I used to be, you know, 2 or 3. So as I've upped the weight, upped everything, I've just had to consume a lot more. Luckily, I like the taste of those shakes, so I can take those pretty easily.
Basically, just another big ad for his Orgain protein shake.
Ken, you haven't gone on the Orgain protein shake, or do you have a protein shake sponsor yet, or are you just shopping it around at the moment?
I looked at the video of Bryson DeChambeau saying all that stuff, and he's kind of a dark, he's kind of a purplish tinge, and he's got what I can only describe as a thin but sticky looking film of protein sweat across his face. So I just thought to myself, do I actually need that much protein?
It's the best thing in the world for you because it's full of protein.
I mean, Bryson DeChambeau obviously does a lot of exercise. He plays as many as you know, 30 rounds of golf, 30 holes of golf.
18.
He drinks 2 protein shakes per 6 holes or something like that. Yeah. He plays quite a lot of golf. Do I do as much exercise as that? Yes, I do. Do I crush the ball 370 yards? No.
I had a small Pringles.
Maybe that does put you at a higher level of protein requirement. I still think the man might be taking too much protein. But look, it's working for him, and more power to him.
It's the best thing in the world.
Yeah, back
for
to
you.
The real business of the day here before we go. What song are we playing out with?
Well, I wasn't sure what to do on because, you know, the specification wasn't that clear, and yeah, there's just so much out there that you know, that you'd love to sort of platform, you know.
To give that a more positive, to give that word a more positive connotation than it's had in recent times. So you'd like to platform
platform some of these worldwide super hits of the 1980s, platform them on this podcast. The song that I've eventually decided to platform, and I did wonder if this was maybe a little bit too basic, and then I thought, there's actually no such thing as too basic when it comes to synth-driven anthems. The song, Owen, is Flashdance, What a Feeling.
Thanks, Ken. Thanks, Murph.
Thanks, Owen. Thanks, Ken.
Thanks, everybody. This won't be as good as Owen Murphy's effort, but it's not bad, I'm the same.
But a slow glowing dream that your fear seems to hide deep inside.
the second time he's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that, it's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.